Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 21st, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission released its updated National Broadband Map. This shows location-level information about broadband services rather than census-level block data previously collected. Users can also submit challenges to information on the map, including directly from the FCC's speed test app. ISPs must work directly with any challenger on map accuracy for services or remove the location from being served on the map. Twitter reinstated the accounts of President Donald Trump, Jordan Peterson, Kathy Griffin, and the Babylon Bee. Owner Elon Musk previously said the platform would not reinstate any banned accounts until there was a clear process for doing so using a content moderation council. In Trump's case, Musk posted a Twitter poll on the issue, which voted 51.8% in favor of reinstatement. Sony and Honda announced a joint electric vehicle venture back in September. In an interview with the Financial Times, President Izumi Kawanishi said integrating Sony's content services on a mobility platform would be a major differentiator against Tesla, saying that integrating something like a PlayStation 5 would be technologically possible. Sony Honda Mobility plans to release its first model in North America by 2025. Disney's board of directors announced that CEO Bob Chapek will step down, with Bob Iger returning to the role on a 2-year contract. This comes after Chapek signed a multi-year contract back in June. Iger previously served as CEO from 2005 until 2020. In more tech layoff news, the autonomous delivery startup Nuro emailed employees, notifying that it laid off about 300 people, roughly 20% of its workforce. Carvana also laid off 1,500 people, roughly 8% of its workforce, largely in corporate and tech departments. On November 15th, Meta announced its Galactica large language model. It's trained on scientific articles, notes, and sites, and designed to assist researchers and students. Within 3 days, it removed the public demo, although said the model was still available to researchers. Users in the scientific community noted Galactica couldn't tell truth from falsehood and made up fake papers and articles, often attributed to real authors. 9to5 Google highlighted another recent social network getting buzz since late October, Post, founded by former Way CEO Noam Barden. It promises to support posts of any length with the ability to comment, like, share, and repost content with your opinion. It also lists creator tipping and the ability to buy individual articles from premium news publishers as other features. Post remains invite-only with a waitlist of over 125,000 people and roughly 3,500 activated users. Amazon Web Services' encrypted messaging app WickerMe will shut down consumer services on December 31, 2023. It will stop accepting new registrations at the end of 2022. Business and enterprise versions will remain available. AWS acquired the app in June 2021. Microsoft relisted the iOS app for its SwiftKey keyboard on the App Store, citing customer feedback. The app hasn't received an update with the relisting, but Microsoft's VP and GM of the Office product group, Vishnu Nath, said to stay tuned for what the group has in store. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority began an investigation into Broadcom's proposed $61 billion acquisition of VMware, opening up a 2-week consultation period to hear from interested parties. Last week, the European Commission also announced an investigation into the deal, and the U.S. Federal Trade Commission began a deeper second review phase last month. LG announced the UltraGear 27GR95QE, a 27-inch OLED esports monitor with a 240Hz refresh rate. It offers 2560 by 1440 resolution and supports NVIDIA G-Sync and AMD FreeSync Premium. No word on a release date, but retailers have it listed for $999.99. And finally, visitors to LA's Peterson Car Museum notice that the prototype Tesla vehicles on display run software that includes an Apple Music app, something not available on retail vehicles. Tesla doesn't support Android Auto or Apple CarPlay and instead directly integrates supported apps. It currently offers integration with Spotify and Tidal. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.